Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. A little bit later this hour, offbeat museums, Southern California, the nation, or the world. Places that were little hidden gems, maybe flat out weird, maybe humorous, unintentionally or not, or just fascinating, but not much known. We open up the phones a little bit later, so be thinking if there's a particular gem of a museum you've been to somewhere that you think almost no one else knows about, we want to hear about it later this hour. But first, we turn our attention to the U.S. Navy, where the branch of the service recently announced they're coming up with new guidelines for pilots on how to report sightings of unidentified aircraft or UFOs. Of course, military pilots have seen unidentified objects for many years. Many cases, they're able to be identified later as to what they were. Some of them, it's never determined what the source of them are. But first of all, the question is, what is it going to mean if the Navy comes up with much clearer standards for reviewing, investigating unidentified objects? With us, Mike Wall, senior writer at space.com. His most recent book, Out There, A Scientific Guide to Alien Life, Antimatter, and Human Space Travel. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We don't know, at least to my knowledge, what the Navy guidelines are yet, but what would you hope they would include?
Yeah. Like, we don't know what they are. That like hasn't been disclosed. All we really know is that they exist. I would hope that they just encourage pilots to not fear sort of ridicule for coming forward with these observations and just say, you know, I saw something weird and we should investigate it. And here's the kind of broad outlines of like what I saw. And I mean, I would suspect that that's what the guidelines basically say, is that they're encouraging folks to come forward with these things and not to be embarrassed and to say, yeah, this is something that we need to look into. Now, that's like not an admission that they think that there's something extraterrestrial going on here or anything. I mean, it could be lots of things, but yeah, like the U.S. military is very interested in what weird craft zooming around our airspace might be. They of course are concerned that it might be some sort of like enemy country's drone or some sort of surveillance technology. So they have a real vested interest in actually figuring out what these things are.
New York Times did a big story about a Department of Defense program that was actually investigating unidentified flying objects, and then they closed that up a couple of years ago. So if they don't have sort of an overarching program to do that, how potentially would the Navy or the Air Force undertake some sort of an investigation to figure out what the object is?
Yeah, they would probably have their own structures for sort of doing that within each individual command. I mean, I would imagine that that's what's happening now, and that it's not necessarily all sort of warehoused through one central kind of directorate or anything, but Each service would probably have its own system for kind of how these things come up through the ranks. There are some reports that one program that you just mentioned that supposedly closed down, there are some weird rumblings that maybe it's not entirely closed down, even though like the funding doesn't seem to be on the books anymore, that maybe it still exists in some way. But yeah, we don't know what exactly is actually going on with that program. If it is still going on, then there's no official record of it.
We're talking with Mike Wall, senior writer at space.com, author of Out There, A Scientific Guide to Alien Life, Antimatter, and Human Space Travel. Also with us, senior astronomer at SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence at the SETI Institute in Mountain View in the San Francisco Bay Area, Seth Shostak. Seth, thank you very much for joining us. What do you think is the best way for either the Department of Defense, individual branches of the military, to study any sorts of observations of objects they can't identify?
Well, obviously, the military has a very definite interest in unknown objects in our airspace, as Mike has just pointed out. I mean, that's been an interest since the 1940s. There's nothing new in that. The question is, and the question that the public will, of course, ask is, well, does this indicate that they have some good evidence that Earth is being visited by aliens who've come to our planet to enjoy the fast food or the scenes or who knows what? And I think that the answer to that, I mean, it's rather misleading because this has been a New York Times story twice now about these sightings. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, if we really are being visited, why is it that the aliens only make their craft visible to the military? That doesn't make any sense. But obviously, the military's interests, perfectly understandable.
Seth Shostak of the SETI Institute joining us. If you have questions for our guests about how the U.S. government or Department of Defense investigates sightings of their pilots of unidentified objects, we're at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. Seth, are there examples of historic sightings that you find most intriguing for which we haven't been able to provide an explanation?
Well, I have to tell you, Larry, that I get phone calls every day. I had three this morning, actually, from people who have seen something. And in virtually all cases, they're personally convinced that what they've seen is something from another world, you know, another star system. But I've never seen anything where I thought, my gosh, that really is compelling evidence. You know, there are plenty of things for which there's no obvious explanation, or for that matter, any explanation that anyone's come up with. But that doesn't prove anything. And that's what's called an argument from ignorance. Well, I don't know what it was, Bob, but, you know, because I don't know what it was, it must be aliens. You know, that's kind of jumping to conclusions, as Popeye would say.
Well, and what I find fascinating, too, is over the years, there's been an evolution in what people report they've seen, the shape or the behavior of objects, right? As science fiction has changed in how it depicts alien technology.
Well, that's true. For a long time, and even today, the alien craft are often described as being saucer-shaped. That all derives from a reporter's mistake, a report in a newspaper back in 1948 about what a fellow by the name of Kenneth Arnold saw up near Mount Rainier in Washington State. And he said that they were moving like saucers skipping on water, but the report said that they looked like saucers. So ever since, they've looked like saucers. And, you know, saucers are really a bad shape for a spacecraft, because how are you going to get all the furniture up against the wall if the whole thing is kind of, you know, round? That doesn't make any sense to
me. Well, they solved that in To Serve Man, The Twilight Zone. The ship was equipped. They figured that out.
Well, I'll tell you, but what has evolved? I mean, you really have an important point here, Larry, and hats off to you. And that is that the reports have moved farther and farther, if you will. The objects have moved farther and farther away, as everyone has the ability now, with the cell phones in their pockets, to make good videos or photos of anything they see. And suddenly now the aliens have become much more cryptic. If the alien craft were of the type being reported in the 50s and 60s, we'd have terrific videos and photos of them because of the fact that cameras are everywhere. But gosh darn, they've managed to move farther away from the cameras. It's as if there's some sort of plot.
We're talking with senior astronomer at the SETI Institute in Mountain View, SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, Seth Shostak with us, Mike Wall, senior writer at space.com. Mike, same question for you I asked Seth, and that is, are there particular episodes of unidentified flying objects that you find most intriguing for which we've not been able to determine the cause?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure. Nothing really stands out. Kind of like Seth, I mean, I think that, like, the evidence bar has got to be super, super high for something like this. I mean, if we're talking about this would be, like, an earth-shaking discovery, something that would change how we understand our place in the universe and so on and so forth. And it shouldn't be based on, I don't know what it is, so it's probably an alien spacecraft. That's just a logical leap that you can't really make. I mean, some of these recent sightings are pretty interesting in terms of, what are these things that the Navy pilots saw, these fast-moving weird blobs? I mean, I don't know what those are. I think it's actually worthy of investigation. But yeah, I mean, I think it's much more likely to have a prosaic explanation, something in the instrumentation of these new cameras that had been installed on these Navy jets, or like some sort of like earthly reconnaissance craft that's being developed under wraps or something like that. That's much more likely then it came from the great beyond to do weird things here on Earth and kind of zip around and then do like nothing that like we can actually discern. So yeah, I don't like, yeah, that's a weird logical leap to sort of make, that it's from another galaxy, another solar system.
Let's talk a little bit more about, you're mentioning the Navy pilots. This was over a course of months straddling 2014 and 2015, where they saw something move very differently than one would expect with Earth technology. Describe what the pilots said they saw.
Yeah, they actually, like I said, they saw these things moving at like hypersonic speed, you know, faster than the speed of sound, and with no visible exhaust plumes, so no real means of propulsion that we could recognize, just doing things so quickly that if there were an onboard pilot, you know, that like G forces would kill them. So just, yeah, stuff that they apparently could not relate to any earthly spacecraft. But yeah, Seth has pointed this out too. You know, these are newly installed sensors on these planes, so maybe there's some glitch in the software. Like we just don't really know what these blobs are. So yeah, it's open for investigation. I mean, all this is not saying that like we should like dismiss these sightings and think they're craziness. I mean, we should investigate them and get to the bottom of what they are. But yeah, making that like logical leap to their alien spacecraft is a little unwarranted.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Good to talk with you today. That's Mike Wall, author of Out There, A Scientific Guide to Alien Life, Antimatter, and Human Space Travel. He's senior writer at space.com, and Seth Shostak of the SETI Institute in Mountain View, where he's senior astronomer. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. So I'm going to need to hear from you coming up in just a few minutes. I want you to share what's the most offbeat, most hidden away gem of a museum that you visited anywhere in the world, or right here in Southern California, that had a collection that was completely unexpected, a surprise, off the beaten path, or just flat out weird. 866-893-KPCC. Back after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdy's.